That's another one. Listen, I'm going to miss all of y'all. I'm going to tell you. That fella right there, I'm really going to miss. Anyway, let's go to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Going to start in verse 28, read down through verse 32. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house and to fellowship and to preach your word. And Lord, I pray tonight that by your Spirit and by your power, you would enable me to be able to preach. Lord, I'm weak. I don't have the strength in and of myself. But Lord, I know that you, being the God of glory, can help us. Give us the strength that we need. Help us to honor you. Help us to lift up your name. And I pray that all we do would just be for your glory. God, I pray that you would protect this church. I pray that you would give them a man after your own heart. Lord, give them a man of wisdom, a man of sound doctrine, a man of character and integrity. And I pray, Lord, that you would protect them from any wolves. God, I pray tonight that you would also protect the church here and those within it. Keep from good men or women from rising up and speaking perverse things, as it says here, even just as they're maybe thinking it's best, but just not seeking your face. God, I pray that you protect them. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the opportunity to have ministered here. And I pray, Lord, that tonight as we say our see you laters, that, Lord, they know how much I love them. God, give them grace. God, help us in the next coming days to do the things we need to do for your glory. Now lead us, guide us, and direct us. For the name of Jesus we pray and ask these things. Amen. Here in the book of Acts in chapter 20, we find the Apostle Paul, as he's writing here, I believe it's to the church at Ephesus and the elders there, he's getting ready to leave. And he tells them, first of all, he tells them And verse 26 and 27 says, listen, wherefore I take you to record this day that I'm pure from the blood of all men. Said, listen, I've done what I'm supposed to do. In particular, in the work there, he said he's ministered, he's done what he should do. Then he says in verse 27, for I've not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Then he comes to verse 28. After he's kind of defended himself and said, listen, this is what I've done. I'm innocent of blood. You know, I've warned you. I've preached to you. I've taught you. Then he comes to verse 28. He starts talking to them. He says, listen. Take heed. Pay attention. And you know, folks, anytime the Word of God is spoken or read, we ought to always pay attention, right? I mean, I think that's so. But you notice here, you can get this feeling, the sense, that Paul is brokenhearted, that Paul is concerned, that Paul has a great deal of love for these people. He's telling them, listen, pay attention. First of all, he says, pay attention to yourselves. Okay? Who is he talking to there? The leadership within the body? Pay attention to yourself. Take heed. See what's going on. Listen, pay attention. But in particular to yourself. Sometimes we get so caught up about what this person's doing, what this person's doing, what this person's doing. We're not even paying attention to what we're doing. And we're drifting away. Keep yourself in check. Then he says, and to all the flock. That is the church there, to that group. Pay attention to all of them. Over the which the horse to feed the church which he has purchased with his own blood. So understand here, folks, the elders, and I'll make application here to the leadership, said, pay attention to what's going on. Watch out for yourself, and in particular, pay attention to others too. Says, feed the church of God. Make sure they have the truth. Make sure they got the Word of God. But then notice this. Feed the church of God. That's not talking about the denomination. Okay? It could easily just say this as well. God's church. The Lord's church. Feed the Lord's church. Notice which he, that's talking about the Lord, has purchased with his own blood. Now that's one thing I want you to get across, and I have emphasized this since I've been here 4 years ago. Whose church is this? The Lord's church. On the count of three, I want everyone here to repeat after me. Say, the Lord's church. Ready? One, two, three. The Lord's church. There you go. So we know it's the Lord's church, right? It's not Brother Troy's church, not Brother Willie's church, not Brother David's, or anyone else's. It's the Lord's church. Notice also, who purchased this church? Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 29. For I know this. The word for there, in other places, it has also been translated because. Because I know this. How do you think Paul knew what he was getting ready to say? Couple of things. First of all, he was inspired of the Spirit of God to write this, right? Actually, it was Luke that wrote it, but I'm talking about Paul here, who is the one quoting, being quoted here. God was moving him to preach and to speak to the church there. Now here's something else too. There's this thing called human nature. Paul was a student of human nature. And you know, folks, with human nature, we know that there will always be problems. So what he's getting ready to say, he knew this because of human nature, because of the depravity of man. There's going to be problems, right? It's human nature. So he says, for I know this, that after my departing, after he leaves, what's going to happen? Shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Now, I've got a question for you. What kind of dog is it you all got, Dwayne? Shih Tzu? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Now, those are pretty playful dogs. You can leave them in there with some sheep, and guess what? Or any kind of livestock, they're not going to do anything, right? But the nature of a wolf is to get in and to devour. Okay? And notice this here. I know this, that after my departing, and he was leaving, wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. They're going to come in and they're going to do their best to destroy. Why? Because that's what wolves do. You get what I'm saying here? You got to be protected. Now, here's the question. How are you protected? Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, write this down. Know the Scriptures. Know what the Word of God teaches. Don't just say, Brother Ernie taught this, Brother Troy taught this, Brother so-and-so taught this. Know thus saith the Lord. Okay? Number two, what else should you know? Know the character. And what I mean by that is, know those who are leading. If you're going to call a pastor, you need to know some things about him. You need to know him. You need to be around them. Get to know them. See what they're like. Where they're from. Find out what they believe. Number three, you can protect yourself by praying as a body. Since we've been here, one of the things we've tried to do is we'd have a time where I would call on different men in the body. Pray. Pray together. Listen, ladies, if you all want to have a time of prayer together, you all want to separate and have it, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you, you need to be praying, but not just here at church. You need to be praying at home. The Bible talks about pray without ceasing. You need to be in a constant state of prayer. Praying for protection. Praying for leadership. Praying for God to move and lead someone, the man that he would have for the work here. And you know, if there's things you can think of, add it to it. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, wanting to tear it up, wanting to destroy it. Now look at verse 30. That's from those coming from outside in, okay? Now look what it says in verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. What's talking about here, folks, is those that within the body, they easily would like to have the preeminence and would like to have a following, and they'll do whatever they take. And listen, sometimes it can start off innocent enough. And what I'm warning you about here today is make sure this cannot be said about you or anyone else in this body. Pray that God would protect you from pride. From being lifted up in pride and thinking to yourself, man, I've got it all figured out. And before you know it, well, you know what? I'm going to take my little group and I'm going to do my little thing. Listen, protect yourself from schisms, from personality cults. And listen, brethren, I'm going to use some of your names here, okay? And I'm not saying it because I think you all are doing this, but I'm just using it for an example to make it hit home, okay? Remember when Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 1? He's talking about, some said, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Paul. Some had it right and said, I'm of Jesus. Well, imagine if it was said like this. Some said, well, I'm of Mike Wallace. Someone else says, well, I'm of Tim Willis. Another says, well, I'm a follower of Willie Cyrus. Then someone else says, well, I'm a follower of Jesus. Listen. This is not a personality contest. You get caught up in personalities, you know what's going to happen? Trouble. How do you keep personality from ruling and reigning? You do that by praying. You do that by emptying yourself daily. You do it by crying out to God and saying, God, give me humility. Give me your spirit. Lord, give me grace to be able to be what I ought to be. Because notice, also of your own selves, that's talking about within the body there, shall men arise, notice, speaking perverse things. Look at verse 31. Therefore watch and remember. So pay attention and remember this. This is Paul speaking, that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Paul preached. How did he warn? He warned by preaching and teaching. Any pastor worth his salt is going to be someone that's going to be like that. Listen, sometimes I may not always preach with tears in my eyes when I was preaching, but I want you to know, been many a night, as I've studied and as I've prayed for each one of you, that tears would come to my eyes and heart. And I would think about you and I'd pray for you. I understand Paul is saying here, listen, remember this. I've warned you. Listen, I want you to understand, Friendship Baptist Church. I've warned you. I've preached to you. Be careful. Be careful. Now look at verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Verse 32, he makes it clear. Listen, brethren. He said, I commend you to God. Basically, what he's saying is, listen, I've done my work. I've done my job. I'm trusting God to take care of you. And I want you to understand, Friendship Baptist Church, my job is done. Now, I'll still love you. I'll still pray for you. If you need me, I'm a phone call away. I'll help you any way I can. And I mean that. But I want you to understand something. Ultimately, God is the one who takes care of you. I commend Friendship Baptist Church. I commend every person here tonight to God Himself. That the Lord will protect you, that the Lord will take care of you, that the Lord will give you what you stand in need of. Not only to God, but also to the word of His grace, to His word. Go to the word of God. Seek it. Read it. Study it. You want to hear God speak to you? Listen, I hear people saying all the time, oh man, I wish God would speak to me. I've heard people say that before. Let me tell you what. This is how God speaks to you now. This book. He's not thundering forth from Mount Sinai anymore. He's not going to come to you and hover over your bed, as Benny Hinn said, the Spirit of God does with him. And just want to bask in your glory. Let me tell you. You want to commune with God? You want to hear from God? Get in His Word. Pray. Which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So I want you to understand that, folks, this is my last sermon as your pastor. But in this sermon, I want you to get some things here. First of all, I want you to pay attention to each other. First, pay attention to yourself, okay? Watch out for one another. You know someone's having a struggle and you see they're not around, then you know what you ought to do? Go check on them. Call them up. Send them a note. Secondly, here, understand this is the Lord's church. That'll keep down a lot of problems. If you understand Friendship Baptist Church is whose church? That's right. Second thing, or third thing I should say, verse 29, beware of wolves. Pay attention. Fourth, make sure that even with yourselves, that pride doesn't enter in and you try to raise up disciples to yourself. And then lastly, go to God in prayer and in Bible reading. And I promise you, God will take care of you. But if you don't, many things could happen like that. This church is 40 years old. You expect a person, whenever they reach 40 years old, to at least have some modicum of responsibility and ability, right? I want you to understand. I believe the Lord expects that out of His people and out of His churches. Be a people that work together. Show maturity. Care about one another. Pray for one another. And be submissive to His Spirit. Let's all stand. Before we dismiss tonight, anyone got anything they want to say? All hearts and minds clear?